So what Teresa asked Rochelle and I to talk about the implementation of these of our strategies as we move toward requiring NFP in our marriage prep. She thought about maybe splitting it up into some different stages, and that's how we're going to do it. We're going to go stage by stage and have both of us talk about the experiences that we've had in our diocese. And I'm comfortable with questions throughout, if you are, and that might be better than waiting to the end since it's such a long, time that we have together. So we already heard canon law. We're going to kind of split it up into some goals and strategies, and how we implemented it, then the challenges in the reality, let's get into the weeds and talk about reality, and then also some of the results that we are already finding out. So that's kind of what we're going to be looking at. And so these were some of the, in stage one then, some of the questions that we had to look at, the preliminary considerations, and that if you all are in that situation that you'll want to be thinking about is, what is your bishop's goal or your diocese goal? What's your current policy now? Where do you see gaps, or how do you want to see marriage prep strengthened? What changes will need to be made, to meet that goal? Are there some limiting factors in your diocese that you should assess first? Really scan the horizon. Really look at what you have in your diocese and what are the limiting factors you may have there. Do you have enough NFP teachers? I already heard one person saying, what about that? And who's going to oversee this project? And it's probably more than one person, I would imagine. And so what is your team? How do you draw that team together and give yourselves the time to really see through this strategy? So given that team, then what's your strategy? What's your timeline going to be? And also, you have to build in what are the exceptions, as Father talked about, what are the exceptions to the policy, the 85-year-olds, the what else, are you going to have some exceptions built in to the policy as well? So we're going to go, Fargo came before us, I think, and so they're in, and so in each stage, Rochelle is going to present before me in these different areas.
I first thank you, Dr. Natori, for inviting me to share our story of our experience implementing a policy. We're now 8 years. Okay, I think maybe I stand up.
Sure.
And I know my voice does not carry well. Thank you for allowing me to be here and to share our diocesan experience of implementing a policy. We're now 8 years into our policy implementation, and so we have a lot to share with you today. In 2005, Archbishop Samuel Aquila, who is now Archbishop of the Diocese of Denver, but at that time was our bishop in Fargo, implemented a requirement for couples preparing for marriage in the Fargo Diocese to take a full course of instruction in NFP. And his initiative for implementing such a policy was based on his desire to give couples a gift for their married life, the very thing that Father's been talking about. And that was at the basis of our bishop's desire in implementing this policy. He saw NFP as a gift to couples. In fact, written into his policy, he states that it is out of genuine concern for the reformation of conscience, the understanding of the truth, dignity, and meaning of human sexuality and the responsibilities a couple accepts in married love. He was drawing from his own experience of preparing couples for marriage, knowing the contraceptive mentality that they have embraced as they come in for marriage preparation, just the growing need for couples to know and understand the church's teaching on human sexuality, and that this policy would serve as a concrete educational tool in giving the truth on married love to couples. The goals of the policy are first and foremost to educate couples on scientific reality of practicing a method of NFP, and then also on the benefits of practicing NFP as a way of life. We cannot make any couple use a method of NFP. Our goal is simply to propose the church's teaching through the living witness of couples who teach NFP, and then also through those couples who share their testimonies at our marriage preparation seminars. Our policy is twofold and involves both the instruction in a full course of NFP that should occur over a 2 to 3 month period, and there has to be at least 3 classes taught within that 2 to 3 month period. And then there's also the theology of the body component that's part of our policy, and that is fulfilled not only by our NFP instructors, but also in our marriage preparation weekends and in the time that the clergy are spending with couples in marriage preparation. So I would like, for those of you who do have the handout, you have a map of our diocese. And Cindy, if you want to pull that up too. I'm just going to use this map as a way to share with you some of the preliminary details that we looked at prior to policy implementations. Just a little bit about the demographics of our diocese. We do cover half of the state of North Dakota, so it's a very large demographic area that we're covering. 36,000 square miles encompasses our diocese. Our state has a population of about 700,000 people, and our diocese has a Catholic population of about 72,000 members. One of the first things we looked at was the number of marriages our diocese was performing a year. And from the map you can see, I have on this map, this is just a tool that we use on an annual basis to evaluate our diocesan stats. So what you have are our stats for 2012. And you can see that we had 300 marriages, which is not a large number of marriages in our diocese. Back in 2006, a year after our policy implementation, we were doing 411. And so North Dakota is no different from the trend across our country. The number of marriages that are occurring in our diocese continues to drop. It's dropped 111 just in the 8 years since we implemented our policy. Next, we looked at the number of teachers in a given area to provide instruction for the number of engaged couples preparing for marriage. And if those of you are from a rural diocese are in the room, this is important to look at. As you see from the map, in some of our deanery areas, we have 14 marriages a year, and many of those parishes haven't done a marriage in 2 or 3 years. Because they're very geriatric parishes. They just don't have young couples who are getting married. And so that's something you need to look at. How many marriages are occurring if you're set up by deaneries in deanery areas? And that's going to give you a good idea of how many teachers you need in a given area. When we first implemented our policy, we started with 14 NFP teachers, and if that's a couple, I'm counting that couple as one. But they were spread across our diocese. Every deanery had at least one teacher in it. And currently, we do have one deanery area, deanery number one. We lost our teaching couple there. And the Diocese of St. Cloud is providing instruction for us just across the river. But as you look in these deanery areas, there are some places where couples are traveling a 60-mile radius in order to find a teacher. Again, if you're a rural diocese, you know that that is not uncommon for people to travel from rural areas into communities where they're buying groceries, going for their entertainment. So it's not as if it's going to be a huge burden for them to travel to get to these classes. In our diocese in particular, we have two communities. Fargo is the largest city in our state, which is, I think we're a little over 100,000 people now. And then Grand Forks is our next largest city. And these two communities are university towns. In Fargo, we have 3 universities just within our area. and Grand Forks has our state university there as well. So we have large populations of young couples in these areas. And when we first began our policy instruction, we did have some of our couples on the border sides, on the eastern and western borders of our diocese, who were going for instruction into the Bismarck Diocese, Crookston, or St. Cloud Diocese. Over the years, you see on our 2012 stats, we just had five, possibly up to nine couples who are receiving instruction from one of our border dioceses. And it's simply because of location and where these couples live. So that's something to consider, too. Are there teachers along these border communities and dioceses near to you who would be willing to provide instruction? One point to keep in mind when looking at a rural model is that many people leave their hometown communities either to go away to school or to work, but they're coming back to their home parish to marry. And so just because you're seeing numbers where they've gotten married in these rural communities, it doesn't mean that young couple lives there or is receiving their instruction there either. So that's, you know, just a few demographics to keep in mind. And again, what I'm offering you is a rural model for implementing a policy on NFP. Another point to keep in mind about the numbers of teachers you may have in a given area is that instructors spend a good amount of time and energy and money into being trained to become an NFP teacher. And if you have an area where you're just seeing maybe 14 marriages and you have five NFP teachers, that is going to become very frustrating for those teachers in a very short period of time, because some of them may teach only one couple a year, if any, if you have more teachers than what's really needed in a given area. So something to be sensitive to, if you're looking at training teachers, you want to be sure to train teachers for areas where they're really very much needed. Our policy makes two distinctions with regards to couples who would not have to take the classes. Relaxations are granted through our tribunal office for couples who, like Father mentioned, are past their childbearing years, or for couples where one of the spouses has been sterilized. You're probably going to see this situation more in couples who are coming back to the church for convalidation of their marriage. 20 years into their marriage, they're still in their fertile years, but one of them has been sterilized. Certainly, we're not going to ask those couples to take instruction in NFP, but our policy does require that they are taught theology of the body, that priest is going to work more with them on theology of the body to truly understand the meaning of human sexuality in their marriage as they're entering into that marriage or even convalidating their marriage. Our compliance with diocesan policy is determined by the number of marriages in a given year, with the number of NFP couples who have received instruction, the number of relaxations, but also the number of couples who do not have to take the course because they are being prepared outside of our diocese. So written within our policy is that if a couple is getting married in our diocese but being prepared in another diocese, they follow the diocese that they are being prepared in policy. And if that diocese has no policy regarding NFP, then naturally they're not required to take a full course of instruction in NFP. When considering a policy on NFP, it would be of importance to ensure that your bishop is highly supportive of and engaged in the implementation of your policy. And in our next stage, I'll just go more into how Archbishop Aquila was very much involved in that when we implemented our policy. There needs to be a collaborative effort with your marriage preparation team or program that you have in your diocese, and also with the teachers and the priest who are preparing the couple for marriage. In other words, everyone needs to be on the same board in their understanding and support for such a policy in your diocese. And your goal should always be to aim for success. So have everything that you need in place to ensure that you're going to be successful. Because if it fails, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to get that back up on the ground and going again. And so in our next stage, I'll look at how we educated our priests, teachers, and laity in order to prepare them for our policy implementation.